Several large earthquakes have hit southeast Alaska recently, but state seismologist Michael West with the Alaska Earthquake Information Center says it's unclear whether the activity is related.
We have no sort of direct lines of evidence that show that those earthquakes are related in any way. But as anybody feeling earthquakes day to day and keeping track of these things would note, there has truly been a clustering. There's been a little rash of earthquakes in southeast in recent months.
Friday's 5.9 magnitude earthquake about 97 miles west of Juneau was the latest to strike the region. Earlier this month, a 6.2 magnitude quake hit northwest of Yakutat, and in early June, a 5.7 quake struck near Glacier Bay National Park and Preserve. West says it's plausible to think the events are related to the largest earthquake in southeast in the last 2 years, a 7.5 magnitude tremor along the Queen Charlotte Fault in January of 2013. But he says proving it is not easy. West says seismologists are facing a challenge similar to doctors trying to determine why a certain type of cancer is more prevalent in a particular area.
People suspect that maybe it's the water supply or something like this. Well, it turns out to be a very, very hard thing to tell natural coincidence and clustering from something with a clear cause and effect.
He says Friday's tremor was a normal strike-slip quake where the earth moves horizontally along a vertical fault line. West says the only thing that made it somewhat unique was a 5.3 magnitude 4 shock about 45 seconds before the larger quake. But he says even that is fairly common.